children's games, rope skipping rhymes, riddles, hand clapping games. Oh, all sorts of games. And wherever there are children, those games are played. Jacks, forms of base, of ball, all kinds of ball games, you name it, they play it. Hopscotch, hide and go seek, wherever there are children, right this minute, I'll bet you they're playing some of these games. And I'll bet you some of them are doing what we're about to see on the stage, and I'm not going to say too much more for a very particular reason, which you'll see in a minute. I was trying to think if I knew some little rhymes I could say for you while they're getting ready there. Let me see. I asked my mother for 15 cents to see the elephant jump the fence. He jumped so high, he touched the sky. He didn't come down till the 4th of July. I know something I won't tell. Three little fellas in a peanut shell. One could read and one could write and one could smoke his daddy's pipe. And engine number 9 running on Chicago line. If it's polished, it will shine. Engine number 9. And if I were counting out to play a game with you, I'd say William Trembletoe, he's a good fisherman, catches hens, puts them in pens, some lay eggs, some none. Wire, briar, limberlock, 3 geese in a flock. One flew east, one flew west, one flew over the cuckoo's nest. O-U-T spells out, you go, you dirty dish rag, you! Oh, thank you, thank you. Are you most ready? Now, ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to introduce to you the Shoestring Puppet Theater from Jacksonville, Florida. They've been coming to the Florida Folk Festival for a long, long time, and it pleasures me greatly to present them at this time, the Shoestring Puppet Theater.
Thank you there, Cousin Thelm. I'd naturally evermore appreciate that. Ooh-wee. Hey, well, look out there, Dad Byrne. Howdy, folks. How you doing out there? I'm glad to hear that. My name's Leon Scruggins, and I come up. I bet you folk here come nearly 2 miles to come to this here place, right? Well, me, I didn't have to go nowheres. I live here. That's right off of them there woods. Me and my wife, Idy Mae, now she can cook, woo-wee, I declare. Now, you see, we got us an extra special guest this week because we got our cousin, she's actually my niece, Mildred. Mildred and her dog are here visiting us today. Woo-wee, that child is something, I declare. I sent her into the kitchen to help Idy Mae cook up a mess. I declare, that there was Pineapple the dog. I wonder what he's been up to. Idy, what's the matter in that there kitchen? You just a horn swoggling around is what I think. Come on out here, woman, what you doing?
I declare, Leon, if you can't give me some help with that young'un and the dog, I don't know what I'm going to do. I ain't never going to get them greens on the table.
Well, I tell you, what can I do? I thought she's a helping you.
Well, she's a trying, but she's underfoot. You know how children can be. I tell you what, Leon.
What?
Maybe if I send her out here and you spin one of them tall tales.
Shoot, I reckon. I didn't no problem at all. I'll just get her right out here. You do that.
All right, I'll send her out.
Well, all right, you know, I declare I ain't never seen nothing like that in all my born days. Look, I tell you, whew. Well, now, Mildred is a tad mischievous, if you know what I mean. She's always a-getting into something, the flour or maybe the grits sometimes. Hee-hee-wee! Speaking of grits, I sure enough hope Ida Mae's made up a pot of them there grits and greens and all sorts of good things. Hoo-wee! Mildred, where are you, child? How you doing there, girl? What you doing in the kitchen messing up poor Ida Mae's work?
Well, I wasn't trying to mess her up. I was trying to help.
I know. Well, listen here, child. I'm going to tell you a story. How about that?
Oh, goody. Yeah, I like that.
Well, let's see here. I got it. How'd you like to hear about Davy Crockett and the Alamo?
Well, never was too crazy about that story.
No, let's see. How about Dan'l Boone in the bar?
Nah.
Not that one neither. Well, what do you want to hear?
Well, I do have a favorite, Uncle Leon.
What's that?
I love the story Sleeping Beauty.
Sleeping Beauty? Why,
yeah.
I know that story, and y'all know it too, don't you? Well, I tell you, you just settle yourself down there, child, and I'll tell you the story right here. Now,
okay.
Once upon a time, is
yeah,
that right?
That's good. So
good
far.
Beginning, good beginning. There was this kingdom away, far away, many miles from here, near to Tallahassee, and they had this king and this queen over there, no names intended. Now, I tell you, they had this little boy child, you see, and that...
Oh, wait a minute, Uncle Leon, that's not right. It was a little girl.
Little girl, that's right. Like I said, a little girl child, of course, dear. Now, you see, they were going to have this big old shivery for her.
A what?
A shivery. They're going to invite a bunch of people and have food and music, you know.
Oh, you mean a christening party.
A christening shivery,
yeah,
just what
yeah,
I said,
I
yeah.
Ooh,
doggies. Now, you see, they invited everybody in the kingdom. And
yeah.
they had food, they had Mudslide Slim and his Slick Slide 5 providing the music. Whoo,
uh-huh.
Doggies, they had a fiddle picker you wouldn't believe.
Uh-huh. Mm.
Now, they had all these people come in, they had food and they had drinks and they had all sorts of folks come in. I declare, that child's gone to sleep again. Whoo, doggies, well, let's... Think she's saying something about my storytelling? I don't believe it. Well, she might as well just sleep on. I best get something, cover her up so she don't get cold. Hooey. I know. I got some croaker sack in the barn. Excuse me. I need to go to the barn. Now, where did I put that dang fool thing here? Let's see here. Well, no, not over there. Aha, here it is. Well, just to cover that young enough. Ooh, looks better like that, you know. Anyway, I guess I best go back to the barn, finish my chores. We'll see y'all later now. Dad burden youngins, I tell you, never heard anything like my life.
Wait a minute. Well, wow. Where am I? This place looks like a castle. And this is a little baby bed. You know what? I bet I'm the princess. I bet that's what's going on. And you know, according to the story Sleeping Beauty, there's some fairy godmothers who are supposed to come in and give the little princess some presents. So let's be quiet, and I'm going to go back to sleep, okay?
Shh. I say, Esmeralda, doesn't this look like the castle here?
Yes, it does, dearie. Oh, I've never seen anything like it.
I know what you mean. Look at that chandelier and all these wonderful people here. I declare.
Yes, I know what you mean. It's so pretty.
Looky, it's the little baby. Well, I declare, let's go over and see how she's doing. Oh, what a pretty child. Getcha.
Hello there.
Oh, what a pretty baby. She must be the king's daughter, the princess.
Yes, I think you're right. And it's her fairy godmother's. We should give her a big present, you know.
I think you're right. What could we give her? What could we do? I know. Since we're magic, we should give her magic presents.
Yes, I think you're right. I know I can't see too well, so I will give her grace so she can be a graceful little girl.
That's so nice of you, dear. I declare I'll give her beauty so she can be an everlasting beautiful child. Just poof, got her right there. Now that,
You know, though, I smell something absolutely delicious. It must be them ribs they have on the barbecue buffet. Yes, let us go over and get some. I'm absolutely starving. Of course, you know, they have wonderful things. I know you just must come with me and see this now. Woo.
Wow, that was really nice, huh? What good presents they gave me. This could be fun. But, you know, I seem to remember in the story that there is another fairy godmother that comes to visit. And she's not so nice, as a matter of fact.
Away from the christening, did they? What are you laughing at? I'll turn you into a toad, miserable upstart. Where is that? Oh, there she is. What a sweet little baby. You miserable kid. Quiet. I tell you, I've never been so insulted in all my life. Not inviting me to the party. Ha! Well, I'll fix her. You want a present, dearie? Well, you're gonna get one. You miserable brat! I'm gonna give you a present you won't like at all, cause it's a curse! A curse, do you hear me? I curse it. See, what was that? The frog toes? No. It's too good for her. I got it! You ready for this, kid? When you're 16, you're gonna prick your finger on a needle and sleep forever! Nothing you can do will help. I'm going now!
Daughter, wait. As the king of this kingdom and your father, I won't let anything happen to you.
Oh, well, that's good, Daddy, because she can put a curse.
I heard that nasty witch. I've got my soldiers hunting for her now. She'll not get away from me. No. But don't you worry. Your daddy will make an official proclamation and solve everything. And I think it's time for you to go to the nursery and see your mama. So
okay.
Crawl off like a good little girl.
Okay.
There you go. Go on. Such a delightful child. Now, as I was saying, it's time for the royal proclamation. I, Donkeyus Rex Rex I, do hereby proclaim on this day of May the 22nd, on all the year of our Lord XIIIAAMMVICM4, that from this day forward, needles are outlawed in this kingdom. There will never ever be another needle anywhere around here, ladies. Throw them down the well. Get rid of them. Toss them out the window. Send them on a slow boat to China. I don't care anything, but get rid of them. Needles are a no-no. What?
Daddy, are you still talking?
Of course I am. This is an official proclamation.
I guess so. Well, I'm 4 years old already, and I'm still wearing this same old raggedy dress.
How time flies. But, my dear, it is no-no on the needles in this place, so you'll just have to get used to it.
I guess I'll just go to the royal...
I wish you would, my dear.
See you later, Dad.
Goodbye. I must proclamate. As I was saying, ladies, if your children get holes in the knees of their breeches, cut them off and make them shorts. Ha! And if you men folks get holes in the seats of their pants, tell them to sit down. And also, ladies, if your dresses fall off, never mind, never, because you will have to take them and put on old sacks. Flour sacks, coal sacks, I don't care, paper sacks even, but no more needles in this kingdom ever.
Hi, Daddy, are you still talking about those dumb needles?
This is an official decree, my dear.
Well, I'm 10 years old now, and I'm going to get my braces tightened.
Well, please do.
But I've still got on the same raggedy dress, Daddy.
Listen, there's no needles here, kid. You're going to keep that dress, like it or not.
Okay,
I tell you, that kid's
Goodbye.
Dental bills are killing me. Now, where was I? Oh, yes. As I was saying, from this day forward, needles are outlawed. I here make the proclamation that I, Donkeyus Rex I, do hereby proclaim it is law. Ha! So, that's that. Whew. Boy, am I thirsty.
Well, here I am back again, Dad.
Well, listen, it's all yours because I'm going to get something to drink. I've never been so insulted in all my... She does, I've never been so thirsty. Woo!
Well, that's what it gets for being so long-winded.
It's the day before my 16th birthday. Can you believe anybody could talk that long about one thing? I tell you, it's hard to believe. But anyway, to get on to the matter at hand, tomorrow is my 16th birthday. And as you know, it's customary to have a great and grand ball. We have invited princesses and princesses from lands far and wide. And of course, they'll all have new dresses. Everybody but me. I've still got the same old rag on, and still Daddy says no needles. I've searched this palace high and low. I can't find anything that resembles a needle. So I've made up my mind. I'm going into the swamp to look for it. They've told me not to go, but I'm going anyway. I'm a desperate woman. Goodbye. I'll see you in the swamp.
Rest-a-do-ba, rest-a-da-do, recite-a-da-do-ba-ba-ba-si-do, recite-a-da-do-ba. Oh! Hey, how you doing there? Brutus the Frog at your service? How do you like my swamp? Pretty nifty, eh? Knock, 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 knock. Listen, this is the best place to have a swamp in the wild, is in the woods, right? I tell you. Whew. Oh, excuse me, I see a large dragonfly, and I am a starving frog. Hi-ya!
Between you and me, this place is a lot creepier than I thought it was going to be. I don't much like the looks of all these crawling things.
Where'd that kid come from?
I heard something. What was that? I don't like the way that sounds. It's scaring me.
Hey, get off my foot!
Who are you?
I am Brutus the Frog, and you are in my swamp. Who are you?
I am Princess Mildred, and I'm looking for a needle. Do you have any?
A needle?
Yes.
You are looking for a needle.
Yes, I'm in desperate need of a needle.
Watch this. Well, it so happens I might be able to help you.
Yeah? Oh, yeah?
But it's gonna cost you, kid. I think I got a needle underneath my lily pad here.
Oh, goody. Well, let me have it quick. What?
It's gonna cost you a kiss on the lips.
A kiss on the lips?
You got it.
Ugh, disgusting. You must be out of your mind.
Now, wait a minute here. You want a needle or not?
Everybody knows what happens when you kiss a frog.
Now, wait a minute. That is a lie started by the toads.
You
can kiss a frog all day long, nothing happened. Kiss a toad once, whap, you get a wart all over your face.
Wow. I don't much like the idea of this, but I'm desperate. I guess if I have to kiss him, I will. I'm going to make it quick, though.
Come on,
okay,
pucker up,
greedy,
kid.
Pucker up.
Smart aleck, kid.
Well?
Well, what?
Where is my needle?
What needle?
What do you mean, what needle?
Just what I said, what needle?
You tricky frog, you liar, you tricked me.
No, I didn't. Well, maybe I did. Ha, I got a kiss, though, didn't
that
I?
That doesn't.
Oh, wait a minute, kid. Come back here. Come back here. Don't run off like that. Come back over here. Wait a minute. Let me look down over here. I think I got something that would interest you tremendously.
Okay,
here.
Well, you better make it snappy. I haven't got all day.
All right, let me look. Excuse me, I got to go look under my lily pad here. Let's see here. What have I got? Aha. Well, listen, how about this?
You stupid frog, that's an egg cart, not a needle. What's the matter with you?
What's the matter with an egg cotton? You could keep old rocks or marbles in it or something.
I have no need for it. I'm a desperate woman and I need a needle.
All right, already. Let me look here. Aha! How about a back scratcher?
No, dice.
No.
That doesn't even look anything like a needle.
Kid is really particular, you know. All right, aha! This is what you need. You will love this. Listen, take this, kid. You will love it. Here, let me get. Oh, boy, this is heavy. Oh, I got it. Naga, 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 naga. Ha ha!
You rotten frog.
I am not a rotten frog.
I'm gonna. God,
don't do
that. It.
Get away
that
from me.
Doesn't.
Stop that. No, don't do that. Wow! What? Wow! Woo, 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 woo.
What happened?
I sat on something sharp. Oh,
something
that's
sharp.
Smart.
Here, let me look and see what.
That
ouch!
Shiny thing.
I stuck my finger on a needle. On a needle? There's a needle and
I. Where?
Oh, look. I've got blood. Oh, look at the blood.
Blech! Oh, yuck. Oh, the barfaroonies. Blech!
It's
I cannot stand the sight of
blood.
Yuck. Blech.
Well, that frog certainly turned into a chicken in a hurry. But never mind. Now, according to the curse, when I stick my finger, I'm supposed to go to sleep, and a prince will come and rescue me. But just between you and me, I don't feel the least bit sleepy. Huh, what can I do? I never did like to take naps in the daytime. Maybe if I count sheep. No, I'm allergic to sheep. I'd lay there and sneeze. I got it. I'll count princes. Let me see. I'll lay down here. One prince, two princes, three. Ooh, that one's got blue eyes and blonde curly hair. Oh, I like that one. Well, oh, I
better get back to counting or he'll never come. Let's see, where was I? Four princes, five princes, six princes.
Oh, how you doing there, folks? Pineapple the dog here, yep. Mildred is sound asleep again. Boy, that kid can sleep through a hurricane, I tell you. Oh, boy, you know what I'm going to do? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give her a big old dog lick. Watch this. This will be great. She'll love it.
Oh, it's my prince. How wonderful. Thank you for rescuing me. Oh, you have such lovely fur and such a beautiful cold nose and dog breath. Pineapple, what are you doing here?
Who were you expecting to count a Monte Cristo?
No, I was expecting my prince, and he was almost here. You've ruined everything.
What prince? Where? There's no prince here.
He was coming, and he had blonde, curly hair and the biggest blue eyes I've
Mildred,
ever seen.
You dreaming. You've been asleep out here in the front yard all afternoon.
What do you mean?
I tell you.
What is this weird rag on me?
It's a croaker's sack. What's it? I tell you, I'm going to eat. I've had
you
enough.
Ought to.
Get out. Stop now. I'm leaving. Go away. All right.
I tell you what. I don't know if it's worth it having a dog. I'm so confused now. What happened? Where'd the prince go? And the castle's gone? And I am terribly confused. I don't understand this at all. I don't know what's going on. Where's Uncle Leo?
Mildred. Oh, Mildred. Listen, child. It's time for you to come out the yard and come in to eat.
What do you mean?
Just what I said. You fell slap asleep when I was telling you that story. I came out, covered you up with that old croaker sack of mine. You've been sleeping out here ever since. Idy's got grits and greens with white bacon.
Well, I'm not hungry.
Not hungry?
No.
Watch this. Well, do you know what she made for dessert?
I don't even care.
She made a blueberry cherry pineapple cobbler.
A what?
With pistachio ice cream.
Pistachio ice cream?
You got it. That nasty green stuff.
Shoot. Pistachio ice cream's better than a prince any old day. Come on,
all right, come on there, Mildred. Let's go. I tell you, let's go. Mildred.
Yeah.
Don't you think we ought to go back and say goodbye to these nice people
before
we go eat? I declare, child. Well, listen, y'all be good and enjoy the festival. We got to go eat us some vittles. Woo, doggies. Come on, girl, let's go.
Bye-bye.
See you later.
Bye.
Let's go.
We hope you enjoyed it. Come see the puppets. We'll be up on the Magnolia Lawn this afternoon for a workshop
on
playmaking.
You can make a play. You can make your own play.
And then we'll act it out for you. So we'll have lots of different puppets up there. Come see us. We'll be around tomorrow in the morning and the afternoon with strolling puppets. It's your chance to talk to a puppet. Thank you much. Bye-bye.
And I do want to tell you that there are all kinds of workshops going on in the Azalea Gardens, on the Magnolia Lawn. That's where the puppets will be after a while. And down on the old marble stage and on the museum East Lawn. We want to visit the craftsmen over here under their tents. I understand that there's some toy makers over there, boys and girls, and I hope I can get over there because, you know, I collect homemade play pretties, and I have a lot of nice ones. I hope there's somebody over there making Jack Limberlegses and whiffle sticks and special puzzles, all kinds of things. Maybe there are some corn shuck dolls over there, who knows? Or maybe there's some rag dolls over there. But I hope you'll go over there and see what all is going on. This afternoon, there'll be a Dobro workshop in the... I'm telling you a story. The puppet theater will be in the Magnolia Lawn after dinner. And this is really important. In the Magnolia Gardens, about 3 o'clock, there will be string games. And if any of you can do, you know, string games, strings on your hands, be sure to go over to Magnolia Garden this afternoon. And all right, I think we are now ready for our next program specialty, and that's the children's games by the second grade South Hamilton Elementary School group. Let's clap them on to the stage. Boy, I'd be glad to steal a cookie out the cookie jar right now myself, wouldn't you? Yes, I bet they are good. Yum, yum. Now, from over Lake City Way, and by the way, Miss Virginia Daniels was the leader of that group, as well as Miss Sadie Turner, from the White Springs area. And now from the Lake City area, with Miss Louise Hines as their leader, come some spiritual singers and some rope skippers. Come along, you all. Oh, I'm so glad they're going to jump rope, aren't you? You think they can jump hot peas? They're going to sing first. And it's time for us to have some music.